mush.
It's good too. Back in the old days, they made a lot of that. My mama did, made by pots full, and we wouldn't stop to weed it up.
That's pretty good.
But nowadays, nobody don't ever do that no more. Not that I know of. Back in our days, mama sure made a lot of it.
Yes, ma'am. What about something that's a real starchy food and it grows in flooded fields around here?
Rice?
Yeah. Does any of that grow around here in this area?
Yeah. Not, you know, not right here in town, but out in the edge of the country.
Mm-hmm. You know, I never seen that growing until last summer.
Uh-huh.
I was in Arkansas and I was riding along and I saw these fields with all this water in it. And I said, boy, these fields must have big rain out here. All these fields are covered with water. I didn't know that's what it was supposed to be.
They're talking about snakes. They're in them places.
Is that right?
I mean.
Have you ever been around a rice field?
No, I ain't been around it, but my sister's husband did.
Hmm.
And she'd be out there at night watching the pumps, you know. They pump that water in there.
Mm-hmm.
And one night he's out there and a snake got in his boot.
Yeah.
I don't reckon he had room to bite him. He had to pull that boot off before that snake out.
I think I would have gotten out of that boot pretty quick.
I think I would too. Yeah. I'd be so scared I don't know whether I'd try to pull it off or not.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of people around here making homemade liquor, you know, in stills? They used to make it up in the hills.
Oh, I've heard it.
Mm-hmm. What do they call that stuff?
Moonshine.
Mm-hmm. I understand that's not very good stuff.
I don't imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I never did try.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard it called white lightning?
I hear that song about white lightning. I reckon it's the same stuff.
I guess so.
That white lightning was powerful, wasn't it?
I think it was. I don't know. I never tried any.
Well, I hadn't either, but going by that song I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about.
I don't think they make that stuff under very sanitary conditions.
Uh-uh. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ask you about this expression. You would say that you put food in your mouth and you begin to
chew.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You were talking about molasses a minute ago. Is there something like molasses but just a little bit different?
Honey.
Okay, or something else besides that you could pour on hot cakes? Like syrup.
Well, I always call it all molasses.
So there's not any difference between?
Well, there's different kinds, but I just say molasses and get it over with.
Right. So far as you're concerned, molasses and syrup, uh-huh. same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Syrup's just a new name, that's all.
I see. Yeah. What about this expression? Say if I had on a belt and it was made out of cowhide and nothing else. I might tell somebody, well, now this isn't imitation cowhide, this is
real cowhide.
Mm-hmm. Or I might say this is genuine
cowhide.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, before sugar was so packaged like it is nowadays,
mm-hmm.
they might sell it maybe out of a barrel or something like
yeah.
that. How would they say they were selling it?